Layering jungle bass properly is one of those skills that instantly makes your tunes feel more finished. And the secret is not just turning the sub up. It's building a two-layer system where the sub is boring but perfect, and the mid is nasty but controlled. In this lesson, we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and we're doing it in a way you can reuse in basically every rolling jungle or drum and bass tune. Here's the outcome you're aiming for. If you mute the mid layer, the track still feels like it has weight and authority. If you mute the sub layer, you still hear the bass line clearly and it has that character and movement. When both are on, it feels like one instrument, not two basses fighting each other. Let's set the scene first so your low end behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 zone. I'm going to assume 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and a live DNB. Then get a basic drum context going. This is important. Don't design bass in a vacuum. Drop in an amen or think break, and add a punchy kick. Keep the kick pattern simple for now, like on 1 and 3 or a basic two-step feel. You want space so you can actually judge the bass. And on the master, keep it clean. No limiter while you're designing. It's very easy to trick yourself into thinking the bass is better just because the limiter is making it louder. We'll keep headroom and keep our decisions honest. Now we build the routing. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one SUB and the other MID. Select them both and group them, so you've got a bass group. Color code it if you do that kind of thing. It sounds minor, but when you're deep in arrangement later, you'll be glad it's organized. Here's your rule for the entire lesson. The sub track should be stable, mono, and consistent. It should not be exciting. The mid track can be exciting, but it is not allowed to own the sub frequencies. We're going to pick a crossover on purpose and commit to it. Before we touch any synth settings, we write the bass MIDI. On both SUB and MID, start with the same MIDI clip. Make it a one-bar loop at first. Choose notes in a safe zone for heavy sub. Around F to G is a classic range, because you're sitting roughly in that 43 to 49 Hz fundamental area. As also common, around 55 Hz, and it tends to translate a bit easier. There's no single correct answer, but pick one and stick with it for the exercise. Write a classic rolling jungle pattern, a strong hit on beat 1, then syncopated notes around the bar. Keep notes fairly short, like 8ths or 16ths, and leave gaps so the drums can breathe. If your break is super busy, simplify the bass rhythm. Let the break do the chatter, and let the bass do the weight. Quick coach tip that saves time. Do a one-note test before you get clever. Literally hold one long root note for 2 bars and get the balance of sub versus mid feeling solid. If one held note doesn't feel good, a busy pattern won't fix it. It will just hide the problem. Alright, sub-layer time. Pure weight, zero drama. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator A, sine wave. You can also try triangle later if you want a tiny bit more harmonic content, but start with sine. Set your amp envelope so it doesn't click. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 300 to 600 milliseconds, depending on your note length. For a plucky sub, you can set sustain all the way down. For held notes, keep sustain up. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks and keep it smooth. Now add your sub safety chain after operator. First, EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz. This is not a vibe thing, this is cleanup. It removes rumble and keeps the low end controlled. If it feels boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. But keep it subtle. The sub should mostly be fundamentals and a little bit of harmonic support. Next, add saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. And here's a discipline moment. Level match it. Adjust the output so it's roughly the same loudness when bypassed. If you don't level match, you'll always pick louder even when it's worse. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono sub. Every time, if you remember one thing from this lesson, remember that widening anything below around 120 Hz is how you get weak sub and bad translation in clubs. That's your sub. Clean, centered, and consistent even when it's quiet. Now the MID layer. This is where the jungle character lives. Reesish movement, growl, talking vibes, but controlled. We'll do a fast stock approach first. Wave eatable reese. On mid, load wave eatable. Start with a saw on oscillator 1. For oscillator 2, another saw or a square, and attune it slightly. Add unison, but be reasonable. 2 to 4 voices. You can always add more later, but too much unison early makes it wide and facey and it becomes hard to mix. Turn on the filter, LP24 is a great starting point. Put the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 800 Hz to begin and add a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 6. We'll automate the cutoff later for movement. Now the most important device for keeping your low end clean on the MID, EQ8, and it goes early in the chain. High pass the MID at around 90 to 130 Hg, with a 24 dB per octave slope to start. A really common starting point is 110 Hz, but don't treat that number like a magic spell. Decide where your split is. Is your sub responsible up to 90? Up to 110? Up to 130? Pick it intentionally. Here's the quick method. Put spectrum on the bass group. Play the loudest note in your bass line and watch the 60 to 110 area. If the MID still has strong energy down there, raise the high pass or steepen the slope. And yes, if you need to, go to a steep slope like 48 dB per octave to really commit to the separation. This is one of those cleaner is heavier moments. After that EQ, add roar. This is a live 12 gift for DNB. Pick a distortion type like tube, saturation, or overdrive. Set the drive somewhere like 10 to 30% depending on how aggressive you want it. Then use roar's tone controls so you're focusing on the mid-range, not creating fizzy top or reintroducing low end. If roar makes it sound exciting but also kind of brittle, that's normal. We'll fix it later with EQ. Next, add auto filter for movement. You're not trying to do a huge EDM sweep. You want subtle phrase motion and a bit of articulation. Try adding a little envelope amount so each note hit pushes the filter. That gives you that talking feel without needing crazy modulation. Then for width and size, add chorus ensemble. Keep it subtle. You want the mid to feel wide above the crossover, but you do not want a phase disaster. If the low mid starts smearing, reduce the mix, or use it in parallel, or keep your chorus movement more restrained. And after chorus, it's totally valid to add utility and pull the width back. Something like 60 to 110% is a decent range. Again, you're protecting translation and mono compatibility. Now, a really important hidden issue, phase alignment. Even if your EQ split is perfect, the SUB and MID can partially cancel around the crossover, and that's when people say my sub disappears or it gets quieter when I add the mid, which feels backwards and annoying. Here's a quick stock-only check. Solo SUB and MID together. On the MID track, add utility. Toggle phase invert for left and right. If one setting suddenly gives you more punch around the crossover, keep it. If neither setting helps, don't panic. It just means you should reduce MID low content further. Higher high pass, steeper slope, or less low mid saturation. Also, keep in mind that chorus and widening can make phase issues worse, which is why we high pass before we widen, and sometimes we even high pass again after modulation. Cool. Now we glue the layers so they feel like one instrument. On the bass group, add EQ8 first. If it's muddy, try a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need a bit more audibility on small speakers, you can do a tiny boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 1.5 kHz. But be careful. Small moves. Then add glue compressor. Try attack at 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not more. This is just to make the sub and mid feel like they're breathing together. Optionally, add a limiter on the group as a safety net, not as a loudness tool. If you're hitting it hard, you're solving the wrong problem. Now we do the thing that makes DNB actually work in a mix. Sidechain. On the SUB track, add compressor, turn on sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release is the real key, because timing matters more than amount. At 170 BPM, here are good ballparks. For snappy, try 60 to 90 milliseconds. For rolling, try 90 to 140 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If the bass feels late or lumpy, shorten the release before you start changing EQ. Do a lighter side chain on the MID as well. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is often enough, just to keep the transient of the kick clean and stop the low mid from blurring. Now we take our 1-bar loop and make it feel like jungle in an arrangement. Stretch it into a 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 4, sub only, or keep the mid very filtered down, almost like it's not there. Bars 5 to 8, bring the mid in gradually by opening the filter a bit. Bars 9 to 12, full energy, subtle automation, maybe a couple of fills. Bars 13 to 16, variation time. Change the last two notes, add a pickup hit, or remove the bass for half a bar so the next phrase feels like it slams back in. Here's a classic jungle trick. Right before a drop point, like the last 8th or 16th note before bar 9, mute the sub for a micro gap. When it returns, it feels heavier without being louder. Negative space is part of the weight. Also, do pre-drop thinning. In the 1 or 2 bars before the drop, pull the MID down by 1 to 3 dB and close the MID filter slightly. Then put it back on the drop. That contrast is free impact. For automation, don't automate 10 random knobs. Pick 2 lanes that matter and make them intentional across the 16 bars. 1. MID filter cutoff for phrase movement. 2. Roar drive for end of phrase emphasis. Keep changes small. Jungle impact comes from contrast, not constant motion. Now let's do a real mix check, the way you actually balance these layers. Start playing drums and bass together. Pull both SUB and MID faders down. Bring up the SUB first until it feels weighty, but it's not swallowing the kick. Then bring up the MID until the bass line is readable on smaller speakers. Then do the honesty test. Toggle the MID off. If the track collapses emotionally, that means the MID is doing its job. If the track suddenly becomes clean and punchy and better, your MID is too loud, too wide, or too dirty in the wrong frequencies. Use spectrum. Put it on the SUB and on the bass group. You're looking for stable energy around the fundamental note and not random subspice that jump out on certain notes. If you want to push this further for heavier DNB translation, here's a pro approach that stays clean. Add a harmonics layer for audibility.